This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello. Hey, David, listen to this. I got a little poetry reading for you.
Let's hear it.
Deep in the heart, deeper than memory, deeper than any water, under the river, in the gray rain under another kind of sky, the god of fish spends his days pulling the new gray bodies of fish from his side. Now that is the second part of The Text of the River by Mike Delp. And when my husband and I first moved here, we found that poem. We just loved it because we felt like it really spoke to the magic of this place and why we moved here to begin with, you know?
And Mike Delp often writes about water, what he calls the source of life. He's released a new collection of poems. It's called Lying in the River's Dark Bed, The Confluence of the Dead Man and the Mad Angler. IPR arts reporter Dan Wanchura sat down with Mike Delp recently to talk.
On a Saturday evening in Cedar, Michigan, about 40 guys gather in the home of Jeff Smith, the editor of Traverse Magazine.
We're here to celebrate two of man's great creations, beer.
Yes.
And poetry.
Yeah.
All right.
The beer is from the recently opened Lake Ann Brewing Company. The poet is Mike Delp.
Thank you. I don't know most of you, but I'm deeply humbled by the fact that you came. And I suspect that most of you came for the beer. And if you did, I don't blame you.
Mike Delp has a new book titled Lying in the River's Dark Bed. It's what he calls the confluence of the dead man and the mad angler, characters he's been crafting for years. He says the Mad Angler, who is inspired by Wendell Berry's The Mad Farmer poems, is concerned with preserving water, especially in the Great Lakes Basin.
The Mad Angler is mad because he doesn't like what's going on with water, especially around this territory, because we live adjacent to the world's largest supply of fresh water. And you can write this down, and you already know this, they're coming to get it. And if you let them have it, we're done.
Mike says the people coming for the water are in places like Waukesha, Wisconsin, a town that wants to tap Lake Michigan for drinking water. Then there are threats like Line 5, an oil pipeline running under the Straits of Mackinac.
So the Mad Angler is mad because he's angry, and he's also mad because he's a complete lunatic. Okay, so this is the Mad Angler's manifesto. I speak with the voice of water, rivulet, brook, stream, and creek, for white water and lost gorges, boiling cataracts, every place where the souls of wild fish gather to remind us of the power of hydrology. I speak with the name of rain, the soft lips of condensation, even the dew which gathers each night, every drop another transition from sky to earth.
Although he hesitates to call himself the Mad Angler, Mike is an avid fly fisherman. He says much of his writing comes from experiences on rivers, but he never goes out into nature for the specific purpose of finding inspiration for a poem. Writing doesn't work like that for him.
It's like going out to write a poem about, you specifically get it in your car and you drive to Platte Bay to write a poem about a sunset. That seems a little fraudulent to me.
Lying in the River's Dark Bed is his newest book. It contains three different collections of poems, one about the Mad Angler, one about the dead man, and then a prose section where both characters meet and interact. Mike Delp says the dead man is the more volatile character who pushes conventions. In one poem, the dead man stares down John Wayne, threatens him with his Colt 45, and says he'll let some air out of his chest. Delp says the dead man's attitude is, if it offends you, don't read it. Many years ago, the dead man came to be in a rather haunting way. During a writer's conference in Glen Arbor, Mike Delp remembers hearing something at his door.
I was writing late at night, and this thing happened. I hear this pound. No kidding. This is no bullshit. I hear this pounding on the door. I'm dead sober. And this force comes in the room, and it says, I'm writing these poems now. You're not going to write anymore. And I said, okay. So I just stepped back, and I was kind of like transcribing what happened. And so
now Mike insists that event really happened, but he also acknowledges there isn't a huge barrier between his imagination and the real world when it comes to his writing. He recalls a time he was out fishing when a heron flew over his head. He imagined the bird going right through him.
But to me, there's almost no difference between the fact that it didn't go through me as I imagined that it did. Those are almost equal things to me. So if I say in a poem, a blue heron flew through me, it did. I mean, I'm not making that up. It is real to me in a sense, because it's real in my imagination.
There's an old saw about creative writing that says you can lie about a fact to reveal an emotional truth. Mike Delp says a lot of people will come up to creative writers and ask them, is that true?
And I'll say, yes, no. But it's all true to me. It's all true. Is it literally true? You have to decide that. It is to me.
Dead man treats words like roadkill, runs them down, stops, rolls backward and forward over and over. After he flattens thousands of words, he thinks he has invented a new language. He writes a book and says, here, read this. It'll kill you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Mike Delp has a poetry reading coming up next week. He'll be at Horizon Books in Traverse City on Saturday, May 21st. And that story was produced by Dan Monshura.
Yes, we want our freedom. Yes, we want our freedom, children. Yes, we want our freedom. We want our freedom, and we want it now.
And one more thing. The stories of inventor George Washington Carver and of many other Black Americans are coming to Northern Michigan this weekend. It's a production called Lift Every Voice, about the history of Black Americans in the heartland of this country. You can see the show at the State Theater in Traverse City on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. You can also see it at 6 in the evening at the Mills Community House in Benzonia, also on Saturday.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped produce the show. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. See you next time.